The Haynesboro Community and Economic Development Director resigns after less than 6 months on the job, and the Haynes School Board decides how much new technology to bring into classrooms. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Community and Economic Development Director has resigned after an alleged disagreement with another borough employee. KHNS's Margaret Friednauer has more.
Bill Mandeville resigned Wednesday morning, effective immediately, after less than 6 months on the job. Borough Manager Dave Sosa issued a statement saying there is a disciplinary investigation related to Mandeville's departure involving another employee. Sosa said he will issue a statement after he completes an investigation. Mandeville provided to the media his description of the events that prompted his resignation. He alleges he was verbally assaulted by another borough employee on Monday. Mandeville says the disagreement was over his work on a proposal to waive crews' docking fees. He's working on that proposal with the Tourism Department and Tourism Advisory Board. The proposal goes before the Commerce Committee on Thursday. Mandeville says the incident triggered an episode of vertigo and he went home. The next morning, he sent Sosa an email with his resignation, but he offered to return to work if Sosa could offer assurance that a similar incident would not occur again. Mandeville says after a phone conversation with Sosa, he was planning on returning to work Wednesday, but then he was told his resignation had been accepted, effective immediately. Mandeville says he wanted to work in a collegial environment with mutual respect and teamwork, but says, quote, "Those are things I didn't get." A statement from Sosa says the borough cannot discuss the incident publicly because it is a personnel matter. Mandeville began work at the borough in February. He came to Haynes from Washington State, where he worked for the Department of Commerce. He owns a home in Tumwater, Washington, and says he and his wife plan on returning there in the next few days. In his time with the borough, Mandeville worked on projects including developing a memorandum of understanding with the Friends of Mosquito Lake School for community use of the building. He drafted a proposal to develop the school building into an agricultural business incubator. He wrote a public participation plan for the borough, which outlined how the government can engage the public in decision-making. In terms of the cruise ship waiver proposal that Mandeville worked on, the idea is still going forward. Commerce Committee Chair George Campbell says Mandeville's resignation will not affect the committee's work on the proposal. The Community and Economic Development Director position was created in last year's borough budget. Mandeville was chosen from a pool of five applicants interviewed for the job. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
It's been a long wait, but on Thursday, the Skagway Assembly could decide whether to publicly disclose a draft lease that would decide the future of the town's port. Skagway needs access to certain areas of the port to undertake the Gateway Port Expansion Project. To get that access, they need to negotiate a new lease with White Pass. That has been a long process, stretching over the last few years. In January 2014, the city released the basic conditions they agreed on with White Pass, but lawyers still had to draw up an official draft lease. That has taken another 18 months. Now that a draft lease is ready, Skagway voters have to approve it before it can take effect. The first step in the process begins Thursday night when the Assembly introduces an ordinance to approve the lease. That ordinance is a basic outline of what the city and White Pass have agreed on, but the Assembly hasn't yet decided whether to make the entire 60-page lease public. Assemblyman Steve Burnham was part of the city's negotiating team on the lease. He said in an email this week that the Assembly will discuss at Thursday's meeting whether to make it public. The lease ordinance will be discussed at the Thursday evening Skagway Assembly meeting. It starts at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For a complete agenda and meeting packet, go to skagway.org. Should every child at Haynes School have their own laptop or iPad? That's a question the district, school board, and community has struggled with over the past few months. At a meeting Tuesday, the school board made a final decision on the technology initiative. It approved $96,000 to expand laptops one-to-one in grades 5 and up.
My iPad is number 14, and I'm using this app called Chickenary, and it helps you with spelling.
That's second grader Selby Long. Selby says she thinks learning on the iPad is sometimes better than using a pencil and paper.
I think it's better because some kids, they're just really tired and they don't really want to do like their math lesson. So with on the iPads, they make the math, they do fun things for the math, and then they hardly even realize they're doing work because it's fun.
What Selby is saying is iPads can help engage kids in learning, and that's the goal the school district put forward. They dubbed the one-to-one technology initiative Engaging the Future. Here's Superintendent Ginger Jewell at a town hall meeting in May.
We have students who are disengaged. We have students who don't see any relevance in school because sometimes they come to a school that is so disconnected from the reality they see the other 17 hours of the day when they're not in school.
But at the same meeting, members of the public spoke out against more technology, especially for kids like Selby in the younger grades. Suzanne V.A. Smith said technology takes away from human interactions.
I don't want kids to learn how to communicate using a computer. I want them to learn how to communicate across the table.
And Dr. Adam McMahon said screen time can have a serious impact on developing brains.
To take such a plastic mind and add another barrier for social contact, interaction, and emotional learning.
So I felt a little bit like they were out of touch with how we were using technology and all the other aspects of the hard work that goes into making sure kids are out taking part of field trips and doing hands-on learning and doing group projects and interacting with each other.
That's second grade teacher Kim Sundberg. Community members and some school board members were most concerned about technology in the younger grades, but it was the teachers in those grades who were the most outspoken at public meetings in favor of increasing technology. Sophia Armstrong is the first grade teacher.
There is something where, when you're a parent, you know your child, and sometimes you see the world just with your child, and you say, my child doesn't need that. But I see all these children, and there is times where I have to go, this child needs this, this child needs this, this child needs this, this child needs this. And if it was all paper and pencil all the time, it's very hard to meet all those needs. And so I go, well, that child's not going to get exactly what they need.
Armstrong's classroom shares iPads with Sundberg's classroom. Both teachers said that limits their ability to use technology in the most useful ways. School board member Mike Wilson referred to the teachers' concerns at Tuesday's meeting.
I want to go back to that part about trusting teachers and what they have said and what they suggested, and I think they gave it a lot of thought. I think that you will never replace a teacher with technology, but you can certainly enhance instruction.
Board member Tiffany DeWitt said the teachers might be in support of this, but most of the parents she's talked to aren't. She said she is not supportive of expanding technology in grades K through 2. Board member Sarah Swinton said she'd like to see a more gradual expansion of technology. Here's the proposal the board had before them. $96,000 would buy 60 laptops and 6 digital whiteboards called smart boards. It would bring the ratio of laptops to students 1-to-1 in grades 5 through 8. High schoolers already have 1-to-1. Students in grades 4 and under will have more technology, but they'll still have to share. School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri.
I mean, I'm in support of spending this $96,000 to purchase the technology to really give this initiative every opportunity to succeed.
The board approved the $96,000 expenditure in a 5-to-2 vote. Brian Clay and Sarah Swinton voted against it. The money will come out of the district's 880 fund for facilities and equipment, not the general fund. The district is also hiring a grant-funded technology specialist starting next year, who will work with teachers on how to effectively use this expanded technology. At the end of the meeting, Palmieri reflected on how the one-to-one initiative went over.
In retrospect, we could have tried to educate our parents more of how it would look and how it might affect, you know, the children, their children.
This is Superintendent Jewell's first school year with the Haines District. She says expanding technology one-to-one through the whole school seemed like a logical step to her, and she did not anticipate the concerns that came from the community. But Jewel says she's excited about the decision the board made, and she thinks the teachers will make the right choices about how to use technology in their classrooms. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.